tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Good morning, Sam. How you doing this morning?
You're good. I just said, let me take a chance. You have a good day. I just want to tell you, have a good day.
Sam, you too. You just caught me parking at a 7-Eleven to get my morning coffee, but I'll be back on in a couple of minutes.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, because I'm going to put it on mine now, too. I just grabbed me a quick shower. I'm going to put me on a little breakfast. So I'll be manning the radio. Go ahead, have a good breakfast and a safe trip, KD2NXJ.
Thanks, you too. And catch you in a little bit. KD2KH clear.
Okay, Charlie.
Oh, Sam. And to Leo.
Yeah, good morning, Rich. Well, you up early. I know you're going to take a nap later. How you been?
I'm doing okay. I got a good night's sleep because I'm taking some medication to get to sleep. It's not a narcotic, but it works well. I woke up at around 4, had breakfast, and went back to sleep until a few minutes ago.
Yeah, me too, Rich. I got up early. I don't know what reason. My daughter gets up early, that's why. And I'm getting ready to go get me a cup of coffee, and then I'll come back with the radio and watch some of the news. But I'm doing okay. I heard you up late last night. Me too. I was listening to the show. It was nice. Yeah. All right, Rich. Let me go put this coffee on, and I'll be back.
Okay, Sam. Yeah, attack that. You're on your to check in. Any questions you have, I'm sure Dick would appreciate it giving you an answer. See you in a few. And to Leo.
Okay, next week I got some good, hard questions for him. the doctor, yeah. So I'm waiting for that. All right, talk to you in a few.
Suggestion, it was very happy.
Yeah, I hear a lot of good things about it. Yep, either that or the Kenwood like you got, but that's expensive. But, I'm just going to do one shot after Christmas. You know what, Richard, when you were talking about that Suburban Tech, you know where it was? I was going to sign up there. It's on Hempstead, on Fulton Street in Hempstead.
Oh, I missed something. What was that?
Suburban Tech. Remember you were talking to the guy about RCA, and you had that course V7, and he said that they closed, which we knew, you knew they closed RCA, and there was another school took over. Well, the other school that took over was called Suburban Tech. And I kept saying, I know that name. It's here in Hempstead on Fulton Street. They closed in 2010, I think, or 12. Well, anyway, I was going to go there for automotive analyst because when I first got out of Army, I was working at Avis as a car wash, and then I moved up to foreman. And then I was doing classes on automotive, right? So then I became a foreman. And then when I got to Kennedy Airport with Avis, Richard, I was the first African-American manager ever at Avis since they started.
Okay, very good. The first what?
What, Rich?
Said you were the first, what'd you say, to ever get started?
Yeah, I became a manager, but before that I was a foreman with automotive, cars, repairing cars. So Avis Rental Car, we repaired our own cars. And then I became the first manager in 75, and I was going to go to Suburban Tech for the automotive analyst job, because they really were very Richie with mostly radio and secretarial. But they did medical and they did automotive analysts, stuff like that. And I was going to take that, course.
Oh, stand by. Take the call. And to Rio.
Okay, Rich.
I'm four. 4440. Can you go there? If I can, that's better.
It's also less traffic on it.
That's right.
And 220 is even more less traffic.
I don't know, is anybody on 220? I don't think it's used very much.
So I have one in the shack, and when I'm down there, I press the power button to the power supply in VHF, UHF, and also 220. Comes on, and I'll pick up the mic for 220, and very rarely does anyone answer, and very rarely do I hear anybody.
Right. I figured that.
That's right, and that's the second radio. The first one had to be replaced, but I had the insurance, so it paid for the second one. And so on and so forth.
What do you have for 220?
I can't think of the name now. I also have a second one, VHF, UHF. I like the brand. It's not the top three. It's a Linko, that's it.
Olenko, that's what I was going to bring up. The one of the few people making 220 here.
They make good equipment. And it's made in Japan.
Oh, I know. They're not the big three, Ace or Kenwood or Icom. They don't have the name recognition, but they're a good company.
Roger, roger.
Where you headed, Ron? The pool? Indoor swimming pool?
No, actually, our pool is, I don't know if it's open yet, but they were fixing the roof in the indoor pool, so we were using the outdoor pool. I'm heading to the gym.
Okay, to the gym. Good for you.
I just have to make a left and park, so I'll sign you. Have a good day. I guess there's not going to be much sun today. There's supposed to be some showers later. And to that you see listening out.
Okay, Ron, very good. Have a good time. Catch you later. And to that you see, and to you. Casey to win SJ. You back yet, Sam, and to you.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
K2K and BWB2CSC.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
Zen 2 Zulu 3 Mobile, listening.
Roll again, Ron. And to Rio.
Roll again, Richie. What's happening?
Oh, nothing much. I just had a nice, clean shower. I got my coffee. I'm doing great.
Okay, that's good, though. Heading back from the gym, I have to get some petrol. Now, this business in Saudi Arabia, if you've been watching the news, that the Iraqi rebels that bombed the gas depots or the plants, I bet you that's going to make the price of gas go up there.
Okay. Well, Trump said something about, I didn't catch what you said, but I mean, I didn't read what you said, but he said the U.S. does not need Arabian oil. We have a lot of oil in this country. And I think they were going to build that pipeline from Alaska. I don't know if they built it or the environmentalists got in the way.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that, if it's been built. But it's true, we don't rely solely on oil from Saudi Arabia. But any excuse, they'll make the home-heating oil and whatever they derive from the crude oil up, unfortunately.
I suppose so. We have to be more energy independent. We have to put more effort into developing better solar panels and other means of taking control.
Self-sufficient, that's for sure.
That's exactly right.
Well, we'll see. But I know what happens in a case like this. The tanks are full with gasoline that they received the shipment way before something happened, like some catastrophe like this. And then they'll raise the price right away, which is really nasty, don't you think?
It is. But, you know, I go to gas for home heating. The problem is everybody here is on oil. Because there were no gas pipes, believe it or not, in Massapequa Park. None.
And we converted, I think it was 1995, from fuel oil to natural gas. It was a big, dirty mess in the house, and it took a long time.
What about the prices? You paying less?
I never was able to figure out if it's less. It's supposed to be more economical.
I think so. Yeah, we have to, just like the Manhattan Project during the war, we have to really put our best into better solar panels, wind generation of electricity, a lot of things.
Well, you mentioned solar panels. Even in my area here, they have a lot of the private homes do have the solar panels. But you need to buy into that when you're young, because if you're older, by the time you start saving money because it's more efficient, you got to live to be 150 years old.
That is a problem. New York State will now pay for putting in solar panels free. The problem comes in, they have to be there's maintenance, and the state will not pay for maintenance.
Oh, I didn't know they put it in for free on your own home?
Yes, it's a New York State plan. They do it. I've seen it all over the internet, only in New York State. But they won't pay for maintenance. So if it breaks down, you're out of luck.
Well, I guess that's encouraging a lot of people to get into that.
I'm sure it is, Ron.
Yeah. And then the house has to be facing a certain way to get the sun and
you have to give a certain amount back or sell it back, something like that, to the utility company. It's a complicated issue.
It is a complicated issue. As far as gasoline, look, Tesla, they got a good car, one strictly on electric. We need to improve battery technology so all cars can run on electric and go many miles. The problem is the battery technology is not where it should be.
Yeah, I'm looking at a roof here that has solar panels on it, too. They're all over the place. And we got to be careful with some of these people that are falling asleep behind the wheel. These Tesla cars.
Yeah, I know. If it's a regular car with a gas pedal, brake pedal, whatever, cruise control, just like we have now, but we need electric-powered cars. This way, we're not dependent on foreign oil.
All right, I have to start and get some gas here. But with $2.53, not too bad. Get you later, and who's that you think?
Okay, well, you know, when I was a little boy, my father used to get gas 13 cents a gallon. See you later. N2EO.
N2EO, I'm hoping that by 2050, cars will hopefully be completely electric or run on solar power. KD2OGB.
Hello, Craig, you're absolutely right.
A lot of people even once brought this up as a question years and years back one time when I was playing on my Wii for whatever reason, but it could be a possibility. I'm interested more in solar power.
I am too. They want to put windmills in the ocean to generate electricity via wind. People are saying now it spoils the view. Well, you can have it, you can't get eat it, too.
Not only that, but a lot of people are also talking about trying to eliminate the burning of fossil fuels at some point as well. That's another problem that we have with cars.
Yes. Well, look at the Tesla. Completely electric. We also have cars that are hybrid. They use an electric engine, by the way. Gas engine when power demands it, and then they switch over to electric. That's a good thing because we burn less gas.
Sorry if I yawned there. I just woke up actually, but I'm now in my office. Here's the thing with electric power. Well, here's the thing versus solar power. I'm more in favor of solar power where the car would basically run with the sun. However, there should be a battery backup once the sun goes down to allow the car to be driven for maybe like 4 to 5 hours additionally to get it somewhere to charge up.
Yes, I agree with you, Craig. The problem is we don't yet have the technology to make batteries that will hold that much energy. We have to get involved and do it. Just like during World War II, the Manhattan Project, to build the bomb. That's the type of commitment it needs, to come up with better batteries.
Well, I'm hoping in the next 10 to 20 years this stuff could happen. Anyway, I gotta do some stuff. Get some stuff going on my computer, so that's why I wanted to sign. I'll catch you later. KD2OGB, I'll be clear.
Okay, Craig. Go do what you have to do, and I'll talk to you later. You and I are in agreement. I agree with you. We have to do something. See you later, M2EO.